Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Everyday Tentacle Rape. In this file, you will be taken, sort of against your will, no matter what you're doing. And like the other everyday files, just let this file play out while you think or do other things. Who knows what you're doing right now, or where your fantasies would lead you. Perhaps you're on an innocent walk, or just doing some chores, some work. No matter what you're doing, you are going to be taken. And you have no idea when or how exactly, because the creature is subtle. It stalks at first, while you go about your business. It slithers and sneaks nearby, moving behind and underneath things to make sure that you spot no more than a flicker in the corner of your eyes that is already gone by the time you turn around. There's something slowly creeping up on you. A creature, or perhaps better described as an entity. Is it intelligent, or simply acting on instinct? Are you prey, dinner, conquest? No matter how much you try to figure out what is going on, part of your mind is conflicted, confused, but it's also excited. Not knowing what is going on is tempting. That elusive feeling of surprise. Is there something or not? Is there a creature slowly stalking you, getting closer and closer with every blink or moment that you forget to pay attention? By the time you feel that one single slithering tentacle around your ankle, it is already too late. As you glance down, it climbs against your back, making sure to grab hold of your thighs and your arms so quickly. There's something in the slime of the tentacle that's pressed against your skin. Your limbs almost instantly begin to tingle. And while you can continue with what you're doing, the sensations and your senses no longer report correctly. Now that it has a hold on you, it creeps closer. And more of its tentacles spread over your limbs, slowly getting a really good grip on what you are. They slither and slide underneath clothing, and you can hear the awkward sound of seams not strong enough to hold the pieces of cloth together as the tentacles firmly press their way underneath. Instead of quickly ripping, they move deliberate and slow, tearing your clothes off your body with a slow, strange sound of the seams surrendering together with your will. It doesn't take very long at all. It's moving more and more deliberate now that it has a firm hold on you. It's toying, playing with its prey. It could do with you right now whatever it wanted. And part of your mind is still tempted to do something about it, perhaps a cry for help. But as soon as the thought enters your mind, a tentacle wraps itself over your mouth and nose, where you can smell and taste a sickly sweet slime that it exudes. You accidentally swallow a little bit of it. Pure reflex, hard to stop. It causes a very unusual sensation deep inside your body, like a powerful aphrodisiac, lighting that fire. The tentacle rubs back and forth, allowing you just enough space to breathe in all of the hormones that it carries with. It's toying. The tentacles move over your body in those unusual patterns that are unlike anything else, as if your arms and legs are trapped almost in a spiral, being stimulated and teased, moved however and wherever it wants. You can easily breathe again, even if every breath brings with it the sweet scent and taste of its control over you. It knows you're ready, but it waits, playing with its prey, enjoying the various feelings that flutter through your mind like a helpless, powerless prey. Now, finally, tentacles begin to explore more the places that are a door to your desire. Slithering and wrapping themselves around your chest, making sure to move in massaging ways, teasing, warping your brain. perception is to wrap even tighter and make sure to squeeze exactly where you feel it the most. And of course, they also explore down below. Tentacle tips tease wherever there is somewhere to tease. Agile, firm, slimy shapes wrap around and inside wherever they can. They begin to slowly thrust and milk and move. Their movements are almost deliberately slow and teasing. You may have forgotten what you were doing just now, what you were working on, or where you are walking. Perhaps your body is still moving in some kind of automatic motion, but the tentacles easily find their marks. They penetrate and pull, squeeze and rub, thrust and move over and over again. The slow, steady rhythm gently increasing. It has no concept of your experience, no care for your feelings. It simply takes and milks you for the pleasure and the sensations that it needs, that it feeds on. Perhaps that is all you are right now. For the entity you serve as a meal, a delicious dish to be taken whenever it pleases. Movement after movement, thrust after thrust. It doesn't care what you think or feel. It doesn't consider that your mind has been taken away into that blissful state of nothingness as they move in and out and around your body, firmly rubbing themselves back and forth where it feels best, while other tentacles continue to thrust. No choice. Powerless. Helpless. And then they begin to speed up. Their rhythm, completely by their own design, going harder and faster, forcing themselves so deep inside of you it almost hurts. Squeezing you so hard against your skin. Pulling, pushing, pinching, rubbing back and forth rhythmically, making sure to touch every sensitive part of your body, even the ones that you may not even expect or accept. Your body is simply a meal for the creature. Your pleasure and experience that it devours. Everywhere is being stimulated, from the tips of your fingers, your hands feeling the slimy tentacles wrapped around them, your arms, legs, your thighs. They feel so good with the strange texture of the moving parts going back and forth to tease you so much. And there's a choice somewhere, a feeling there that is hard to describe. It doesn't care what you feel. It doesn't care for your release or your denial. All it takes is the experience, no matter how it flows. So it keeps pushing harder and harder, deeper and deeper, while you drift back and forth in awareness, unsure of how far or fast your body is being taken. There's a light, a powerful sensation building inside of you, a deep, delicious drive that could so easily doesn't care. It is simply taking what it wants from you, and it knows that once it leaves, all those effects it had on your body are going to linger for a while, even if your body couldn't help but explode. The chemicals in the slime will take quite a while to completely fade away, and of course the memory itself, too much to analyze at once. It might return in dreams and fantasies, just to attempt to comprehend everything that just happened. In a moment, this file will end. And if my voice follows, you can let it stay. Otherwise, it will slither away, leaving you mildly dazed and confused. So. Small traces of fluids on your skin, the proof of what just happened, even if they evaporate quickly. I wonder if you wanted it to stay, if your body betrayed your desire. Now, while there may still be a fire inside, a desire, a craving for something else, it wasn't there for your pleasure. It got what it wanted, and it departed.